This is Parshat Truma. Okay, and I will say this. I was looking at Rabbi, Arya Klapper, the Center for Modern Torah Leadership in Boston.
Nope.
Interesting guy. Talk about learning. I knew my brother when he was there in Boston, and then my son-in-law, Aaron Rubin. We got an essay basically talking about that. Looking at the Kedushas Levi for Parshat Truma, and Kedushas Levi was Levi Yitzchak Berdyshev, one of the Hasidic leaders of the 18th century. So this is going to be a very Hasidic shiur. It's okay,
Okay.
we can do that once in a while.
Yeah.
And I like this particular Kedushas Levi. It's got an important point. Now this point is unrelated to the theme of what everything we're talking about, but what he says about the specific Parshat Truma and the Orot Tachashim, the Tachash skins that cover the Mishkan. It's not clear exactly what a Tachash is. I've talked about that, whether they were King James translated as badgers. In modern Hebrew, Tachash is a Dalmatian, a Dachshund rather.
A what?
A Dachshund.
Which is what?
The little wiener dogs.
Oh.
So that's not what the covering of the Mishkan was made out of, but that's what Tachash is. That's a whole interesting story itself. But
But it was an animal.
it was some kind of animal skins, right? Or they're Orot of Tachashim, and they absolutely were waterproof. I don't know, it could be a giraffe. I mean, that's the descriptions of exactly what it is. But the Kedushas Levi makes on this again. Chassidus as people make jokes, it could happen. But there's a deep meaning behind it, which is all about Yirat Shamayim. There's a lesson behind the joke. People do that. The Achotzinot lo yatov, is that the tachash, the skins there? It wasn't that the outside wasn't necessarily a positive thing, but the inside is positive. Tachash here doesn't mean tachashim. I think it means
It
that
means what? Oh, wrote?
the orot there, that the outside was that what was just the outside skins, but it had a good purpose inside. You see what he means by this. Masha Omer hay yarei b'milta d'b'chuta. So that the idea that you're someone who has Yirat Shamayim, they're serious. This is Yirat Shamayim, this is awe of heaven, but they're doing it in a funny way. They're trying to make a joke. So that other people would listen to the joke. And they'll listen, understand that. And that'll lead them to getting the underlying message there. So we tell jokes, but they're really serious because there's a message behind it. Tachashim, and they says that Tagim Unklos translates. The Orot Tachashim translates Tachashim as Saskuna, which Jastrow puts as explains as a combination of Sos, meaning joy, and Gavna, meaning colors. Meir says that it was lots of bright colors on these Tachash skins, and that made people happy. You look at the Mishkan and think, oh, isn't that cute? That would make others happy. And therefore, the other one will accept the deep message behind it. So when we only make jokes when we're serious, that's the symbolism, the Orot HaChashim. They're cute, fun, brightly colored, covering the Mishkan, which is all about Yirat Shamayim inside. So that's the Kedushas Levi.
But he says lo haya tov.
Yeah, chitzoniyot lo haya tov. In other words, not in the sense that they were bad, but that they weren't the point. They weren't deep and religious and significant.
Oh.
Okay, it was the outs. It was covering the. It was fun on the outside. It was yichuta on the outside.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and you're going to say, "Aye, that's inappropriate for a Mishkan to be fun looking." Said, no, that attracts people. People would pay attention, and then they'll get into the inside parts.
It was like a circus tent.
Yes. Right. So that means, right. And then you say, okay, well, that's just inappropriate. He says, no, it's not inappropriate because people like going to circus tents, and they'd be in there and they'd go into the Mishkan and they'd be elevated. That's a good thing. So that's
So
a
all
good
the
thing.
renditions we have of imagining the Mishkan, the outside is colorful usually.
Well, that's a question nobody really knows. And you know, this wasn't the real cover of it. This was kind of the protective cover, you know, for rain and things like that. It's not clear exactly where they kept it covered all the time. You had the color, the actual Uriot had Kruvim on it. There was a goat hair on top of that. There was the Elim Adamim and the red dyed goat hair, and then the Arot Hashem on top of that. And when they
Oh.
kept the cover, when they took them off, it's not clear. Not clear really what it looked like throughout
No.
all of this. So I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what you saw if we went inside there. But we're looking at the actual Kedusha Levi that we're going to look at starts with the parsha that starts with Hashem tells Moshe, you need to ask people for donations. Da'bar b'nei Yisrael, speak to the people of Israel. And they will take for me a donation. Anyone who feels generous, you will take this donation. Truma means somebody's elevated, somebody that's lifted up. My truma, my donation. The Midrash on that notes that it says, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, and that stands by itself. There's not a lemor, there's not a tzivoy, there's not a command. Speak to b'nei Yisrael, and they will bring this donation. Just talk to them and they will give. And this is the opportunity money. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Daber al Bnei Yisrael. You need to talk to the Bnei Yisrael, B'lashon Pius, consolingly, nicely. Just talk nicely to them. Gmada Atamar, like the Pasuk Yeshaya says, when Hashem tells him, Dabru al Levi Yerushalayim, you need to talk to the heart. That's what Daber al Bnei Yisrael. Talk nicely to them. Why? Because all the other nations are oppressing Israel and taking all their money. What's going to be with the Jews? That you can't, the point of Truma is not to take from them, it's to get donations. You can't demand that. That's Bob Swim explains that. They have to be voluntary. Moshe can't take from the people that, right, all the they've been oppressed and robbed enough already. Just Daber el Bnei Israel means talk to them. You need to talk to them and they'll give. And that's the Baal Turim, Tichu Truma, Tach. Daber el Bnei Yisrael opens with this statement of talk to Bnei Yisrael, B'lashon Pius, in a consoling way. Mo Daber el Yisrael, like the Midrash says, kis, because he's asking to give up money, Pisam, pay us some. He has to be conciliatory, he has to be nice to them. And that's a lesson about, should I include a paragraph there? That you gotta, that's the way you get donations. You can't demand donations from someone. You gotta talk to them. All the mishulachim knock on the door when I sit down, you know, ask about your family, ask how you're doing, and then give you the letter to ask for donations, right? We know that. That's what this is. Daber b'lashon pius.
So
That this
this
is.
truma is the word truma there? No, what is the word?
Truma.
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 Okay.
And
So
the point is,
this
it's
is not the truma that's obligatory that you have to do.
right.
Like
That's not the
today you
truma
can't eat.
of your field and all that. That's not. This was asking Israel for donations.
Okay.
Give gold, we need gold, silver, bronze, cloth, all that.
Okay.
Okay, it's not a command. And they'll, you know, if you talk to them, then they will give. So the Kedushas of Levi, Rabbi Yitzchak Berdichev, puts a chassidic twist on it. Because the point of the donation was to build the Mishkan. And the goal of the Mishkan was to bring the Shekhinah into each member of Bnei Yisrael, who's inside us, right? The Pasuk says, Vasuli Mikdash, you'll make this Mikdash, this holy place, V'shachanti b'tocham, I'll dwell among you.
Oh, that's nice.
Inside you, right? The point, right? And we
Yeah.
know this famous Peter Rabbi Huttner, right? Bilvavi Mishkan Ebne. I will build the Mishkan in my heart.
Oh.
Okay, so the point of building the Mishkan is not for the building, even with the fancy circus tent covering, but to build a place for Hashem within us. You've heard
Oh,
Lavi
I always
Mishkan
took
after.
that shachanti b'tochan being, I'll be in the camp.
Right, so the Chassidish is way of
But
looking at be inside them.
inside each person, yeah.
You've
Nice.
heard it, right? Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, Bahadar
No.
Kavodo. You've heard that?
No.
Oh,
Is
it's a
it a
great song.
song?
It is a song, right? Rav Huttner wrote the words when the Talmidim wrote the song. Bilvavi Mishkan. Let's see if I can. Okay, we'll see if we can find some video.
So this is saying, I will build the Mishkan in my heart.
Right. That how do you
God will
say that?
build
Every
it.
individual, I will build a Mishkan, it will be in my heart.
I will build it.
Can you hear that?
No.
Oh, how do I?
You hear it?
I hear it. No, how do I play audio on here? Good question.
So this is not an ancient
This is
Tehillim or
not,
something.
no. This, all right,
It's
this is
modern.
20th century. Air sound.
Oh, now I hear it.
There you go. It's a nice, like, slow. It's a Shal Shuda's kind of Zemira, Zemer. You don't have to say it in Hasidic, the Hebrew,
Why,
with
right.
the oy, is that right? You can say it any kind of Hebrew you want. But at any rate, that's kind of this idea that the point of Mishkan is to build it inside of us, and to bring us closer to Hashem. Okay, so that's the Jalevi goes in that direction. Okay. And he says, this is source seven. Everyone is We all have to serve God in our with our actions and with our thoughts. Because with our holy intent, our intentions for Kedusha, our thoughts for Kedusha, we bring the Shekhinah up out of the ground. We bring this. We establish this, a place for Shekhinah in the world. Why? That's our feelings inside. And the actions we do help elevate ourselves. What really matters is the thoughts inside, but we do the actions because that gives us the ability to Kedusha. So he's saying that, you know, in a Hasidic way, that the Truma here literally means to yitromem ha'adam, to elevate ourselves. Zemir kol libo. Anyone who, literally whose heart is generous, it's anyone who dedicates their heart.
Although that's not going to build a Mishkan, but you need the gold and the silver.
You need the gold and the silver for the physical. Done right. That's the mechshava. But it's al yedei zeh tichu trumati. But you'll take the truma, which is the physical things. Rotzer meaning shechina kibiachol, as it were, that when a person dedicates themselves, their heart, they will bring up the truma of Hashem, the romut of Hashem. They will glorify God. But the zot truma shechichu meitam, and you need to take this is what you're taking for this truma, is the rotzer lamar. How do you elevate yourself? By doing things. You need the physical things.
Oh.
Gold, the silver, the bronze symbolizes the things you've got to do. You can't just think good thoughts. When you build the Mishkan, you've got to do. So it needs both. So that's step one. That this symbol, you know, the whole building the Mishkan with the gold and silver and taking all that is a matter of truma, of elevating oneself, thereby elevating Hashem, building Mishkan inside by doing. So then he notes that the commandment to build the Mishkan, the way we generally understand it, was a response to the Egel HaZahav. That won't be written until two more parshiyot here. We usually understand that Imukdam Mukhar Batara, that. You know, the command was inserted here, so it's not obvious that the Bnei Israel fell apart that quickly. You don't understand
So
that Rashi reads it.
at this point, when we Teruma, the Parsha, like,
So the way the Rashi understands that this command was given after Chet HaEgel.
but it didn't happen yet in the story
Right.
that
So
we
that, in other
read.
words, right
Okay.
now Moshe is at the in terms of the story. Moshe is on Har Sinai getting the Torah. He's going to come down. The people are going to, he's going to be late. The people are going to build the Egel Zab. He's going to break the Luchot, and then he's going to go back up to Shemaim. Hashem's going to say, okay, they obviously need physical symbols. They need to deal with all this gold and stuff. So therefore, take the gold and build this Mishkan.
Oh.
Okay, it's usually the way, that's the way Rashi understands it. Sforno understands the order here, that the commandment to build the Mishkan, that there would be a command when they get to Eretz Yisrael to build the Beit Mikdash eventually, but they didn't need to do it right now in the wilderness. After he goes on, how they says, yeah, you need this.
Oh.
So it's kind of
That's a
retcon.
big that must be one of the big Ein Mukdam
Yes,
Mukhars.
yes. And it's one that isn't obvious, and the Ramban disagrees. It's a whole discussion there, but yeah. But it is kind of the way trying to understand why there is a Mishkan at all. It's easy to understand it as a response to the Egel
Yeah.
HaZahav.
Do any of
The
the
original.
great commentators don't follow Ein Mukdam Mukhar?
So the Ramban is famous for not saying that, but he
He
doesn't
doesn't
deny
like.
it because it's clear. So the classic example is Sefer Bamidbar, which explicitly says that the census was in the second month in Iyar. And then Parshat Balotcha opens with the story of the first Pesach in Nisan,
Oh.
where it actually gives you the dates. And
Oh.
clearly Balotcha took place before Bamidbar.
So there
So
he
Ramban,
can't.
right. So Ramban says, yeah, the Pasuk does it all the time, and you know, other examples, the fact that like Yitzchak's death is described before Yosef the sale of Yosef, and then he worked the numbers out, he was actually still alive, that the Torah will finish one story and go on to the next one, even though they may have overlapped. The
But this
Ramban
is a
will
big
say,
one.
what?
This is a
This is
big
big.
one.
Right. So the Ramban will say, will say that if you need to, if the text demands Ein Mukdam Meuchar, but Ein Mukdam Meuchar, then we'll accept it. But if you don't, try to avoid it.
Okay, and what does he do here?
He says that yes, there was the commandment to build the Mishkan was before the Chet HaEgel, and that Hashem intended that from the very beginning.
Oh,
It was not a
but
response.
it is. Oh, that it's not a response to Chet HaEgel.
Right.
Okay.
If you look at
Okay.
Rashi clearly says that, Sforna clearly says that, because the you know the end of right after the Maamad Har Sinai, Ten Commandments, Hashem tells Moshe that you should build a Mizbeach Adama and don't make gold, you know. So this is what it says, that was written by, you don't need a fancy anything. You're gonna order for a sacrifice, is great. Build a pile, you know, pile of dirt is fine. That's all I need, Hashem says. And it says that this, you know, the whole elaborate structure was and was because Bnei Israel clearly needed something
Oh,
physical there.
that pasuk va'asuli mishkan mikdash v'shachanti
Bitocham, that's from our parsha here.
That's from our parsha.
Yes, that's
Okay.
part of the commandment to build the Mishkan.
Oh, yeah. So that mukdam mukha'a. Yeah.
So
Okay.
I would say I don't have time to go through the whole thing, but look at that.
Yeah.
Even look at the article
Okay.
pointing that out. I mean,
Yeah.
it's. But taking it that way, is that becomes when the Midrash says that. Daber b'nei Israel is a lashon pius of consoling the people. Fair lady, see, that's what the lashon pius is.
Oh,
They've just
okay.
been right. This is a response to Chet HaEgel. We need to bring b'nei
Okay.
Israel back.
Okay.
Right? It's the reconciliation between b'nei Israel and Hashem.
Yeah.
Okay, daber b'nei Israel, and he says that Hashem commands him. You need to talk to b'nei Israel.
Nicely.
Nicely, right? Just or even just the act of talking. The Kesher Levi is pointing out that Moshe did not want to spend the time to talk, the bear, talk to them. But the Kesher Levi says
Yeah.
that a tzaddik doesn't waste their time schmoozing. You don't schmooze, right? He's Moshe Rabbeinu. You got a Torah, you teach him Torah, and then go on. So the Kesher Levi says, no. Hashem tells him, don't do that. On this, Hinei kan matzinim. She'amar Hashem el Moshe, daber el bnei Yisrael. You see here, Hashem tells Moshe, talk to Bnei Israel. Zeh pam rishon achar Ma'an Torah shenichtav daber Bnei Israel. Right, this is the first time after Ma'an Torah that we have this expression of talk to Bnei Israel. Why is this important? And that actually works even if it's according to Ramban. Even then, this is only quoting
Yeah.
Rashi. Talk to Bnei Israel. Kishlomar, you do it to Amrobatina. So this, I'm going to give you Gemara here. Gemara and Yuma, completely unrelated. That Bahadaiman, those people, the Resh Lakish Mishtai, that anyone that Resh Lakish would spend time talking to, Hayehavin Le Iska Belo Sahadi. Gemara says you could trust them to do business without having witnesses. You take their word. The Inyanhu, and the idea with this, that Tzadik Shomer Ma'odet Diburav Shalo, Yim Hamo, that the Tzadik is very careful about who he talks to. He doesn't waste time talking to people. It's not just smooth. Reish Lakish Hayat Tzadik. So Reish Lakish here was a great tzaddik. Be a shomer ma'od diburo. Be very careful about what he spoke. Shlo ledaber im bnei adam klal. They wouldn't talk to people. Zulat im zeh adam, unless it's to a person asher hayachol leromemoto, that he could influence him, that he was a good person, he could influence him laremoto al kedusha, exalt him to toward kedusha. Then he would talk to that person. He would spend time. So if you saw someone talking to Reish, that Reish Lakish was spending time talking to, you know that was a good person, you can trust him. That's the Gemara statement. Right? So if he was spending time with this person, vaday, certainly otoish hayashar v'kasher. That was a good, straight person. So you could do business with them. Without witnesses, you could just rely on their word.
But it goes counter a little bit to Daber B'nai Yisrael, like you should talk to the Hamon.
That's what he's saying. Hashem is telling him right this right here. That's where he's going with this.
Okay.
Hashem is telling Moshe, don't be like those tzaddikim that only talk to the good and all that.
Oh,
You need to talk
don't
to every
be.
single one of them.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Right? It's like how was the last time about Hashem tells Moshe, you need to talk to them, explain the rules. You just need to schmooze with them. So now when Bnei Yisrael sinned with the eagle, the nifsku nifs nifsku mikdushatam, and they lost their holiness. Shechazru and they returned to their filth, their spiritual filth. I say Moshe mityare. Moshe was afraid of that Barry Mayim. Moshe didn't want to spend talking to them. Okay. That's why Hashem tells them right now, go, Daber al Bnei Yisrael. That's Lashon Pius. You need to just talk to them. Not so much not a commandment, just talk to them as a human being. But Solomar, meaning, Shehem Zer Yisrael, they are still Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Avram Yitzchak Yisrael, they're the sons of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Asher B'debarcha Imahem. And when you talk to them, they will be elevated just by your talking to them. Don't dismiss them. They will appreciate what you have to say. They will bring them Ela Kedusha, they'll make them more holy. The Yidhu Lilishmi, and they will come closer to me. Right? And that's why it's the Barrel Ben Israel, Vihuli Truma. When you talk to them, they will bring the Truma. You need to talk.
Nice.
Just talk. Okay, Diberata Imahem. So talk to them. Akalavin, and this is obvious. That's a luscious piece. Okay? Talk to them, and then Yikuli Truma. And they will bring it. They'll bring the Truma. So this is Reich Klapper translates it as, right, speak to the children of Israel, and as a result, they will be exalted toward me for my sake. They will listen.
Nice.
And I think that's nice. But it's important less about avoiding elitism, right? You can't just say, well, I'm perfect. I can't deal with these low people. And also not despairing. You know, even if you're B'nai Israel, don't give up after the sin, because you will can come back. The Kedusha Levi actually goes further.
Nice.
A little further than that. So that's a nice part one.
Yeah.
Part two is that there's a famous question about this week's parsha. The end of the
Oh.
description of that you're going to build this Mishkan, you're going to take all the gold, silver, bronze, skins, wool, and all that. And the pasuk says, "Kachol asher ani mareh otcha, everything that I show you, etanir ha-mishkan, the way the mishkan is going to be built, etanir kol kaylav, and the way all of the furniture and all the stuff is going to be built, v'chein ta'asu, and thus you will do." What does v'chein ta'asu add? Are you going to build this just like I'm telling you it, and that's what you're going to do? The Rashi says, based on the Gemara, it's chen tasu doro. You will do this for future generations as well.
Oh.
If one of these vessels, one of the furniture gets broken or lost, oh, because it tasu li clay beit olamim. When you build the Beit Midash, you have to build it again. Kagon shulchanot minarot v'kiyorot, like the shulchan, right, the table, the menorah, the wash basins, umachonot, and the mechanism for the Your just as Shlomo that Shlomo made, Ketavni Elo Tasu Tam, you should make it like this description. Rashi
But
quoted. And you're immediately saying
it wasn't like
it
this.
wasn't right. That's the question. Everybody
Oh.
asked that question. Okay. I mean, that seems like the obvious question. It's like, wait, that's not true. So
Yeah. Well, what
here's
about like Shiloh and Givon and all those places?
right, so we don't we have descriptions of Shiloh. We don't have descriptions of Givon and Nov. We have descriptions of Shiloh, which was built with walls and had a door. You know, I mean, the Mishkan Shiloh actually was a building, and obviously the Beit HaMikdash was a huge building. It was all very different. It was a much
Yeah.
larger mizbeach. You know, it wasn't bronze. It was stone. Right, everything is different.
Yeah, except
Big
maybe the
change.
kelim were the same.
Well, the Mizbeach is different, and Shlomo built like 10 menorot and Shulchanot,
Oh.
not just the one.
And the Shulchanot and the
Yeah, multiple ones. And Shlomo built an extra set of Kruvim to go into the Kodesh Kodeshim.
Okay.
Okay,
So
I
it
mean,
was okay.
a lot of things are different. Okay, so this is the Chazal Sofer's answer. Similar, okay. Kvar ketavti makom acher. This is a tshuva of the Chatam Sofer. So, the Sofer would be early 19th century. Kvar ketavti makom acher. I've already asked the question. Shenik nik nikshiti al kol binyanei hamikdashot. That I had a problem with the descriptions of the Beit HaMikdash. Each one, Arishon, right? Description in Malachim of the of Shlomo's Beit HaMikdash. Vasheni, description in the Gemara and the Mishnah of what the Beit HaMikdash looked like. You go to the model, the Holy Land Hotel model, or the tunnels. Vashlishi, Bimei Ramenu, and the third Beit HaMikdash. If we're assuming that Yechezkel's description of the Beit HaMikdash is the future one, which is a reasonable assumption. I mean, Yechezkel describes in great detail what the Beit HaMikdash would look like. Okay, and you look at those. You have Bimei Ramenu, right? That it should be built many soon. They all look different. And David describes his plan when David in Divrei Hayamim is giving the plans to Shlomo. He says, "Akhtov b'ktav miyad Hashem," everything written down from the hand of God. Alai Hiskiel, God gave me the wisdom. Right, and it's all divinely inspired. The kasha, and the problem is, Eina Davi Rishai L'chadesh. The Navi can't do anything new. The Torah says this is what the Gasuli Mikdash is. It should all look just like this Mishkan described in the Torah. Why they all look different? It should all look just like the Mishkan in the Midbar. Why are they all different? And over there, I know where his quote, but this is the quote I have. That my answer, Shizeh Perisha Pasuk Parsha Truma. This is what it says in Truma. It says, Kechol Asher Ani Mare'o Techa, everything I show you, Eitabi HaMishkan, the form of the Mishkan, Eitabi Kokei Lav, and
This
the
is
form,
us. This is
this
our
is our
parsha
Pasuk,
right here.
right? It's our Pasuk when it says that, V'chein Ta'asu, and thus you will do, and he's quoting the Gemara Shua, what Rashi just quoted, V'chein Ta'asu L'dor, you'll do it for, this is what you'll do for a generation, right? That Rashi is saying you will make it look like these. That's not what Chen Tasu Lador wrote. Lefi ani in my humble opinion, Kai kechol asher ani mare otcha. It's referring to Chen Tasu is whatever I show you. Chen Tasu Lador, that each that building them every Beit HaMikdash, the form of that is al pi Navi, right? It's kechol asher ani mare otcha. That's what you're going to do to Dorot. It's not going to be the same. Every time, when you're going to build a mikdash, it's going to be with the active involvement of Hashem. There's going to be nevuah there. There has to be nevuah, active involvement then.
It's like the
Okay,
opposite. It's
it's the
telling you they're
opposite.
going to be different.
It's go right. And Rav Huttner
But
in
I hope.
Hanukkah goes into it in great detail, goes or rather in great length about why it's important. And but that's another shiur. Chen Tasu right? I will show that to you every time. Whenever you're going to build the mikdash, you will have a Navi telling you what it's going to look like.
And do it the way
Okay?
he says. Right. Now that works. Kain ta'asu.
Right.
Kol asher
It's not
ani.
the
It's good.
Tavnit that's Kain Tasu, it's that's the Kain.
Kain ta'asu.
The Kevan Shakash Baruch Hu Hidnibti Tehillah. So this was part of the condition. This is part of the mitzvah. This is the Navi Mechadesh something. So he knew that's part of the mitzvah of Binyan Mikdash, Binyan Mishkan.
And it's going to
Sheyibaneh Kasher
happen.
Ani Maraot.
It's going to repeatedly happen, this experience of building
Right.
a mishkan the way God tells you to build it.
Right. Im Kain Ain Kan Chidush Shechidush Navi. So that's the Navi's not making something new. That's part of the mitzvah that it requires the act of omission, which is a great answer. Rav Kook talks about that too. Rav Huttner talks about that. All the they all kind of give the same kind of answer of what the Dorot means. So Kedushat Levi is going back. Okay, remember we're going to build our own Mishkan inside of each of us. So we know why each form of Mikdash is different. It's because every Navi is different. And every Navi is given as this Kikosha Mareotcha. That no two
What about
Nevi'im.
taking it further and saying, since we're talking about a Mishkan, believe Kol Adam, Everyone has to do it according to who he is. So everyone.
That's where he's going. That's exactly right.
Ooh,
That's
okay.
exactly right. Right. I tell you, we're gonna get Hasidish here, right? We're inspired, right? You are gonna build a Mishkan in your heart that is the way you understand it.
Yeah.
So this is the Kshiyot lady. Perish
Okay.
Rashi. Okay, so let's look at the Kshiyot lady inside. Perish Rashi. You will do
Oh.
this for every generation, right? We know that. We taught that. Umaksha Tosfot, so he brings the Tosfot question. Hello, Hayashava Bizbeaksha Asa Moshe, Bizbeaksha Asha Shlomo. Tosfot brings the question, but it wasn't the same. It's a Kantiksha Ramban. I said, everybody asked this question. Right? Phyllis Shapiro asked the question. As soon as we read Rashi, immediately picked up on the question. Right? Nicha, but according to what we said, we understand it. Kavanah Hakatuv, what it means is to say that Kentasu is talking about Umakivan Ledavar, is talking about something different, not literally the, it's going to be identical. That the form, the shape of the Mishkan, and all the things in it. Asher Hukra Hakol Yutmutsyar Kuma, that it has to be that the Mishkan that they built was exactly in its size, shape, exactly it was commanded. Because it symbolized all the spiritual values in there, the spirit symbolism, all the parts there. And this was according to Moshe. It keeps saying that what Moshe, so this was according to Moshe's Nevuah. Kol Yisrael and the vision that everybody in Israel had. Ruchaniyut HaKadosha, because they are embodying the spiritual work. That determined what the form of the Mishkan was, according to the vision that Moshe had. But Yadua, everyone knows, Derecha Chameinu, said, famous quote. No two Nevi'im have the same words, see the same vision in the same way. They don't express it the same way, even if they have the same message. And that every, I mean, Nevuah expresses, every Navi expresses their Nevuah according to their understanding. And the way that Navi would serve Hashem in that understanding. According to the way they serve Hashem, that's the way the Nevuah appears. Everyone has their own way of serving Hashem. Just like the Chatham Sofer, that it's the how what the way I appear to you, via Gedra Nevuah, because whatever your level of Nevuah is, that's where you're going to build. And so too in every generation. So Romar, Dar, it's a tier to note Beit HaMikdash, when in every generation, when you're going to build the Beit HaMikdash, Yasiya Asher Yasig Az. You'll do it according to the Nevuah that you understand at then. Kafkiya, and that's you'll have that'll be symbolized by the way you build the Mikdash and the furniture and the stuff in it. Shlomo, so Shlomo built it his way, Asher Yasig, the way he can understand. Kafkiya, that's your, that's way he. The way he understood, that's why he imagined, he visualized it. Ramban, and so the Ramban's question is no longer a question. If you look over there at the Ramban, right? Because it was a different Nevuah, but they were different people, right? Saying no, that is not a, it is not a contradiction. That actually, this was the commandment of.
But this is more limiting because it's talking like what happens after we don't have Nevi'im anymore.
Okay, I mean, I think that's true, but I think we're still getting there. I think that he is that getting back to the Blavai Mishkan Evne still applies. We don't have Nevuah, but whatever the way we serve Hashem is going to be more limited then. I don't have Ruach Kodesh, but I do the best I can.
Okay, how did the Ramban answer his question?
I don't know the answer to that.
Oh. So the Ramban We saw the Ramban's question.
No, we did not. We didn't see there. As I quoted the question from and an answer
Oh.
from Qasim Sofer. But I said a lot of Mefarshim asked that question.
The question being, it's not, they're not the same.
Right. If
So.
we understand the Gemara, let's say, so I don't know if Ramban says this on this pasuk. Let's see if Ramban, he might do it on the Gemara. I might go to the Gemara there. Okay, so first quote Rashi.
Oh, yeah.
Luyadati Jehayaze Emet, Chidchav Shlomo Lasod Kobeto Malek Tami Elu, right? That we I don't know if it's right that Shlomo should have built the Mishkan this way and the Mizbech and the Choshet, right? Because he made up a bigger one. And then he answered, "Okay, that's Ramban's answer. He's not even touching the
What?
drasha of Kaintasu Dorot. He's saying Kaintasu is just emphasizing you'll build it and you'll really do it. Yes,
Okay, not Lidorot.
right. He's just he, right, the Ramban's answer here is to read pshat and not to touch the drasha of Dorot.
Okay.
Okay, as you said, we don't have to do that. We're fine with, we can understand as being the Dorot, meaning the way
I
you,
think you have to add that in two sentences.
the Ramban.
Yeah, because he refers to it here,
Okay, I'm verbally saying that's the same question that we have before. He's giving the same answer that the Chacham Sofer brings.
yeah.
That's the Nebuah that's in it. Okay, but I think what the Kedushat Levi is saying is that Hamulel level, that that's true for all of us. Everyone has to build their Mishkan, build Vavi Mishkan Evneh. And Moshe is being told, you can't tell them how to do that. You have to talk to them, right? Your job is Daber B'nei Israel, start off there, Lashon Pius. Then V'yichuli Truma, they will elevate themselves and they will take whatever gold, silver, copper that they have, all the parts that they have, and build their own Mishkan inside.
And they will take their ma'asim.
And that is their maasim. Whatever the tools that Hashem's given us, whatever we have available, that's what we're going to build, the build Bavi Mishkan Evna there. And Moshe,
Yeah, that's good.
right? And that every generation, each of us have to do the Vasuli Mikdash Veshachanti B'tocham is true for all of us.
It's
Right,
almost a
we've
pshat.
what?
It's almost a pshat.
If you want to say that, it's definitely yeah, right. Yeah, you want.
It fits
That's a
in
nice.
nicely,
That's a
b'chein
nice. That, that's a
ta'asu.
nice thing about for these chassidim, which is definitely, you would hardly argue it's Peshat, but when you say it, yeah, that's kind of what the Torah is trying to tell us. That's what homiletic means. That there's a lesson here for us here.
Oh.
You can't be forced into it. You got to talk nicely to people. And that elevates them. And when you do that, when you're Daber B'nei Israel, then they will be able to do Vasuli Mikdash Veshachanti B'tocham. We'll
I
create a
mean
place
it,
in the world for
yeah.
Hashem.
If it's the words and the progression of what, yeah, very good.
Okay, and that's what they wrote there. So that's the
V'chein
Levi.
ta'asu. So we're
Right.
still doing it. V'chein
You are
ta'asu,
doing it.
you and
Every day
me.
you are doing. You're taking the gold and silver that you have, those are your masim, you're building a Mishkan. Fresh am.
Nice.
I did. I like. I like. I'm
Yeah.
gonna stop here. And.